Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? And welcome back to On the Edge with April Mahoney. You keep hitting that spot, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, now you know all of us like to be outside in the sun. Are you an outdoor enthusiast? Do you play sports? You play golf? Do you garden? Do you like to lay in the sun? Well, you know, with the global warming situation, yes, I said it, global warming, the sun is really radiating and penetrating and cooking our skin. So we're going to talk to two great inventors. I like to call them inventors. They're innovators. They've created a sunblock. It's called OrganiBlock. Sunscreen. You know, sunscreen is also known as sunblock or sun cream or suntan lotion is what it used to be called. It can be a spray, a gel, or a foam. It can be in a stick. It's a topical that you put on top of your skin. It's a product that absorbs or reflects some of the sun's ultraviolet rays. They call them UV rays. And thus helps protect us against sunburn, and it can help reduce aging. It can help reduce skin cancer, a whole lot of great things, and reduce wrinkles, moles, and sagging skin. So these two gentlemen put their heart and energy into a great product. We have Dan Matthews and Jeff Berry here on the edge with us, and we're going to talk about their fantastic product. We're going to wait for Dan. He's driving in, and so he's going to be chiming in a few minutes. But we got Jeff here with us on the line. How you doing, Jeff?
I am next to perfect. Thank you, April. Mm-hmm. Can you give me that dial-in number real quick? I'm going to text it to Dan. He's having a problem connecting. He says there's no answer on the number given.
Okay.
Could you read me that?
Sure. 347-857-2167. And Brains, you know,
okay,
you can dial in and listen live, too. I'm going to give it to you one more time. 347-857-2167.
Awesome.
So, Mr. Next to Perfect, tell me what that looks like. Tell us a little bit about who Jeff Berry really is.
Jeff Berry is a 17-year veteran of Universal Studios. Left this the movie business, not entirely, but 90% to focus on doing more entrepreneurial challenges. I'll call them challenges. And stumbled across the sunscreen market, which I'm happy to dive into a little bit about, unless you want me to tell you a little bit more about myself first.
Yeah, we want to know a little bit about you. We got a whole lot of time, and we just got Dan. Dan, you okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We're talking to Jeff and Brains. I want to introduce you to Dan Matthews. He's going to come in and tell us a little bit about who he is in just a second. All right, so finish telling me, Jeff Berry, what are you doing now? Are you still at Universal, or have you left Universal? Because that's one of my favorite places on the planet.
I have offices here still with a production company called Hollywood Media Bridge. So I show up at the studio every day. I have for about 22 years now since I graduated from UCLA, born and raised in the Silicon Valley. I decided to leave the internet boom. I have no idea why I chose to do that, to come to Hollywood. I'd probably be sitting on a beach right now on a large sailboat, but that's still to come. Anyway, came to UCLA to study to be in the entertainment business. Had a great career in the entertainment business. Loved every single minute of it. Met my wife at here as well. Have two beautiful babies. One is birthday's today, turning 7, and the other one's 9, so they're not babies anymore. And that's kind of the short of it. I got into the restaurant business for a while, a restaurant called Tipsy Cow, and got out of that business last year and still have a Star Wars inspired cantina on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. And we actually just did a Game of Thrones month. Last month, we redecorated the bar to look like the Game of Thrones.
Do you by any chance know Dan Jenness?
Dan Jenness, not ringing a bell.
Yeah, he's actually one of the innovators of the original Star Wars, their cinematographer. We'll talk about that offline, so he's a great person for you to know. So what we want to do is we want to bring on that Dan Matthews. How you doing, sir? You doing good?
Good. How are you, April? I'm doing excellent.
I can't complain about nothing. I'm not next to perfect, but I can't complain.
Well, you're close to it. You're close
to it. I'm working at it. So tell us, who is Dan Matthews?
April, I have a varied background. I was a student for years. I have a degree in physics. I have a degree in English. I have a master's degree in marine biology, of all things. And I worked teaching in the sciences at the high school and community college and university level. And I worked actually for about 6 years in chemical engineering research in polymer research. I also, for the last 50 years, I've made surfboards, literally for 50 years, for commercially made surfboards for local surfers, mostly in the Oregon area, but I've made surfboards in Hawaii also.
Wow. Wow. You just all over the place. So both of you gentlemen enjoy the outdoors. Let me find out, how did you two hook up? How did you guys find this great combination and decide to come up with a product? Sunscreen, of all things.
Jeff, I'm going to let you talk about that.
Okay. So Dan and I started off on different paths, but we had a common mastermind group, I'll call it, that we meet at. So Dan and I had met briefly, pleasantries exchanged, et cetera, about 3 years ago, Dan, would that be safe to say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did I lose you?
No, I don't think so. I'm still here.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay.
So I'm going to back
and
up. Just
speak up just a little because you're a little low.
Am I better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next
so
to perfect. I'm not gonna let you live that down.
Okay. Okay, brains out there. Okay, so it was about a year ago, I started a company called Skull Jacket. Okay, I'm a bald guy, and there's a lack of community around baldness, so I started a company to, you know, it's razors, head scrub, aftershave creams, you know.
Mm.
And one of the things I was missing was sunscreen. So I started looking at sunscreen. And as I was doing the research on it, it was becoming very clear that I was rubbing toxins and poisons on my kids every day.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm going through that process, Dan and I are at an event together and start talking. Dan happened to be in the essential oil business as well. What was the name of your company?
It's called Savan, S-A-V-A-N.
Savan, right. So Dan's doing Savan, and we start talking, and Dan, being a brilliant man as he is, completely understood what the problem was. I mean, he knew it better than I did. So we joined forces. I quickly set aside the Skull Jacket project, and Dan and I started focusing on launching Organoblock full-time. So we've been at it about 9 months now, Dan. Is that about right?
Closer to a year, actually.
Okay, time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Closer to a year. We are live. We got a fantastic product on the market now, and we're looking to start introducing other products to the market. But we're really excited about the sunscreen. There's been a lot of articles as of lately, one on CNN actually that just came out, that it's even worse. Traditional sunscreen is even worse than we even thought. It turns out that it is absorbing into the blood system much more rapidly than I thought anyway. It happens within a few hours, certainly after a day of use. And, you know, and it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to adolescent boys. It reduces their testosterone levels. And it's a scary, it's scary stuff. It shows up in 97% of people tested, all the toxins in breast milk, in urine, in blood. So it's scary stuff what's going on. And, I'm surprised at the reaction by the FDA, actually, in some of the articles that I've read, that they aren't as concerned as they should be. In other words,
well,
they should be telling people to not, to stop using it, but they're not. What they're doing,
well,
is,
you know what, and I'm going to chime in on that, because well people are not big business, okay? And so it is very, very unfortunate. I was in the industry, cosmetic industry, for years. So I understand about topicals and what they're in, the parabens and all of the different additives. Now I'm kind of looking at my OrganiBlock, and it says that it is 100% toxin-free, GMO and nano-free, UVB, protective, anti-aging properties, child, baby friendly, and 100% reef safe. So what is reef safe? Let me ask that for you. When you're getting near the coral reef or something, you, it has a certain charge or a certain effect. What does that mean?
April, there are several chemicals, toxins that are petroleum distillates that are in most sunscreens. Some of them are chemicals like avobenzone or octinoxate, and actually those two were found to be toxic to reef organisms, the little coral organisms that make up the reef, and to the fish that feed on those organisms. And so sunscreens containing those particular chemicals, and there are another 12 that are now on the list, have caused most of the traditional sunscreens to be banned in Hawaii, Aruba, Palau, Key West, Florida, Cancun, Mexico, specifically because of the toxic effects they have on the coral reef. And so a reef-safe sunscreen is one that does not contain those chemicals specifically or other petroleum distillates. And, of course, our sunscreen contains none of those things.
Well, you guys are doing an amazing job, because I'm also looking at some of the additives that you have in here. I'm here on your website, and you've got some of the most exotic oils, a lot of things that I use on my own skin. You have, let me see, you have all kind of these. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right thing. You've got some fantastic oils. You got avocado oil and apricot kernel oil and natural coconut oil and pomegranate seed oil and grapeseed oil and vanilla bean oil. And, oh, my goodness, you got us this. You know, purified beeswax, jojoba oil. This stuff must smell fantastic.
It does. It,
you know, there's
actually
a funny story behind that smell. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. You tell me, Jeff.
There's a funny story behind that. When Dan was primarily the lead on blending the original batches. He was, you know, 2% of this oil, 3% of that, 15% of this, and he would send it over to me here in Los Angeles, because our home base is actually in Oregon. And he'd send it over, and I would put it on my head, and I literally couldn't wear it in the beginning because it was so aromatic. I felt like I had a spa on my head all day.
Ooh, I just put it
right?
on. Ooh, I'm a witness.
And
I
then,
just put it on. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so we started messing around with then some of the other natural oils, like the vanilla bean oil and the orange citrus, and we came up with an orange popsicle smell, and I actually love it. Now, I love putting it on my head, but it was an interesting transition because those oils are so aromatic that they were just – it was just overbearing. But I think we got it right, but you can tell us, April, what you think of the smell.
Let me tell you, I am a woman that is into fragrance, okay? I love fragrance. And this is just absolutely luxurious. I did not want to open mine until I was on air with you and Mr. Magnificent. My husband is bald, and he is out in the sun a lot. So he says, "Oh, baby, let me go ahead and try it. Let me give a testimonial." I said, "No, not till I talk to Jeff and Dan." Now he's going to be addicted to it. This is absolutely, oh, the smell. I don't know how you could have not liked the smell. It's sexy. It's it's warm, it's inviting. Now we just going to have to do something to keep the bees away.
No, I love it now. I absolutely love it now.
Also, let me say something to my brains. Okay, people, you need to understand that the skin is the largest organ on the body. Okay? And it is a living, breathing organ, just like everything else. Topicals and ingestibles are just really becoming very popular now when it comes to, you know, medications or sunscreens or whatever. People are really kind of taking that seriously. And also, people of color, do not think because we have more melanin in our skin that we cannot be burned, that our skin does not wrinkle, that it does not age, and that we do not get skin cancer, and that we don't need sunscreen. We need sunscreen. And let me tell you about this one. I just put it on. Black people know it does not make you look gray and ashy. That's why. That's one of our concerns. We do not want to be on the beach with a big glob of stuff on us that does not make us look attractive. But this just really soaked into my skin. This is absolutely beautiful. I want to ask you a question about getting FDA approval and being certified as USDA organic. What does that look like, and what does that take? That's a lot of work.
Yeah, the FDA approval is actually a rigorous process. Your product has to go in for testing. They have pages of the testing procedures that have to be done. You have to use live human volunteer subjects to get the SPF rating. And for the USDA organic, all of the products have to be certified organic to get a USDA organic rating. And we were careful not just to make sure that our products were organic, that is, they're raised without chemicals or no chemical fertilizers, those kinds of things. But also they were selected, the oils, and there are 18 oils and waxes in this product, were all selected for antioxidant properties, antibacterial or antimicrobial properties, things like anti-aging, oils that stimulate collagen production, like raspberry seed oil, boosts collagen production and elastin production, so it makes your skin soft and flexible, like young skin. Your skin feels like it's actually healthy at the end of the day, rather than that you've just put something like gasoline on your skin, which is really what the chemical sunscreens are.
Well, I'm looking at it, and I'm telling you, I'm in love. I am in love. Jeff, let me ask you a question. You are a father of two young children, and mm-hmm. I had a friend that had a very unfortunate situation with their sunblock. They had put sunblock, and the baby wiped their face, and they had got temporary blindness because of the sunscreen getting in their eyes. Now, this definitely indicates on here that this is child-friendly.
Absolutely. So not only do we use all organic spa grade oils, we also use food grade non-nano zinc oxide. So we're even a level above what little competition there would be out there for our product. So you could actually eat this. I mean, there's nothing in it. You can read literally every single ingredient and it makes sense. Avocado oil, apricot oil, zinc oxide. You can read all of our ingredients and understand what they are. And I challenge you guys, I challenge all you brains to pick up your suntan lotion, flip it over, and read some of the ingredients. The Consumer Reports number one top pick for high-end sunscreen, 28 of the 31 ingredients are registered toxins or irritants, which is mind-boggling. First of all, why do you need 31 ingredients in a sunscreen? It's beyond me. We just chose to use a nice blend of oils because of the properties that Dan was bringing out. I mean, some of the oils have, you know, omega-3 fatty acids in them. Some of the oils are known for skin elasticity, antioxidants, as Dan went into this. A lot of them are anti-wrinkle, anti-aging properties in the oils. So, but there is no real reason to put that many chemicals in there. And to go back to your original concern about being blinded by the chemicals, that's what it is. It's chemicals getting into your eyes. They're registered irritants that people, but people don't look at the ingredients on their sunscreen and go, oh my God, if this gets in my eyes, I'm going to get temporary blindness. I had the same thing happen to me at a trip in Texas. I couldn't see for a good couple hours. My eyes were on fire.
Well, I mean, you know, you need a dictionary. You need a dictionary to figure out what these words are. You don't know what all these ingredients are. You may look at them, but it's just like reading the food labels. You know, people need to really pay attention to that. They need to, you know, be more conscious of the stuff that they are, you know, consuming and be able to learn to read the labels. Now, let me ask you guys this, too, because I see the value in it now. This is a nice little price point, you know, $42 for some sunscreen. But I just put on a drop, and I mean a drop. It covered both of my hands nicely. Because of the oils, it spread nicely. It's looking good. What other kind of products are you getting? And, again, like I said, Brains, the price point is $42. You can go into the store and pick up something for $7 or $8. But what are you doing? Are you buying poison or are you buying quality product? So don't let that be a deterrent. But with all of this and manufacturing and packaging and all of that kinds of stuff, it can be very expensive. So
I'll be honest with you. Some of the products on the market that we would compare ourselves to go as high as $200 an ounce. Okay.
Really?
Some of the high end. So, and I'll tell you a story, or Dan can tell it about what his wife did. But our lotion is very concentrated, so it's mm-hmm. it's thicker because if you rub it in your hands, it the oils warm up and then it spreads on. But it's a concentrate and it's 4 ounces, so you're actually getting quite a bit of these high end oils, and it's not cheap to source organic oil.
No.
We could be using cheap oil and still call it, natural. But we want it to be organic. We really want it to get to that granular level of toxin-free. So,
and on the edge, we don't like
cheap.
We don't even like the word cheap.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, the garbage that you would see in some of these other products, and what is it, up to 60%, Dan? Maybe it's 30% of it is water half the time. And water is very dehydrating to the skin. So chemicals in water versus all organic natural carrier oils is just – there's just a big difference. And to be quite honest, I don't think we charge enough for the sunscreen. But we also are kind of on a mission to get this out there in the marketplace. We want people to use it. I personally want every mother and father of children to have a bottle of this in their house because it's important. They're rubbing toxins – that are affecting the reproductive systems in our children. I mean, that's crazy. So we decided we wanted to try to get into the marketplace, try to get a market share out there. And so we kind of feel it's, you know, we feel it's reasonably priced. I mean, Dan, tell the story about your wife.
Well, yeah, she has been addicted to upper-end lotions for years. And she buys the lotions that are, you know, a 2 ounce bottle of lotion, which is about, like Jeff said, 60% water. Good, beautiful, wonderful lotion. Dr. Hoshkosh, I don't know if you know Dr. Hoshkosh, but it's a great product. It's about $120 for 2 ounces. And Jeff and I started on the sunscreen, we got to the point where she started using it, and she threw out all of her expensive lotions, and she uses it for a night cream, not just in the sun, but she uses it during the day. She puts it on her neck in the morning, because of the moisturizing and the emollient properties that it has, that it just makes her really feel good. And it's not like April said, the whiteness goes right away. Because of the quality of the zinc oxide. It's the same zinc oxide that's used in cake frosting and white candy that people actually do eat, and it's absolutely safe for you.
Well, this is brilliant. It really is that you two collaborated from two different, you know, sides of the planet with regards to, you know, your field of study, expertise, and business. Tell us a little bit about you surfing up there in Oregon, Mr. Dan. You've always been a surfer?
I've been a surfer for the, I was actually one of the first surfers in Oregon, back in the 60s. And I've been an avid surfer my whole life. And so I've spent a lot of time in the sun. I've spent a lot of time on the beach in the sun and surfing. The water appears cold, so you have a wetsuit when you're surfing, but I've surfed in the tropics also. And I know how brutal exposure to the sun can be. And like Jeff, I refuse to use sunscreen just because when I saw the ingredients, I'm not putting this on my body.
Right.
It isn't safe. It absorbs in. And actually there are chemicals in traditional sunscreen that make it absorb even faster. So the chemicals which cause the problems that break down in the sun and produce free radicals, which causes skin cancer,
right,
are actually absorbed more effectively into the lower levels of your skin, making it even more dangerous. And so I thought it's not worth it. It's not worth it to me to try to prevent skin cancer and rub something on my body that causes skin cancer. That
right.
just doesn't make any sense at all.
No, and
you would actually be better off.
Brilliant. Go ahead, Jeff.
Go ahead, April.
No, go ahead.
I say you'd be actually better off eating traditional sunscreen because at least your body would filter out some of the toxins, right? You're rubbing it directly on your skin, which is absorbing directly into the bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there's been no long-term effects. The FDA is finally getting involved and requiring some research to be done, but they're not putting a warning label out there that says, you know, these things are hazardous. They're letting the manufacturers of the sunscreen do the research, which is crazy in and of itself. There should be a separate panel that's out there really getting this information into the hands of the people that need it. And I don't know if Dan kind of slipped it in under the radar there, but one of the key things that he just said, and I want your brains to understand, is when you rub traditional sunscreen on your skin, it is breaking down. The sun is breaking down the chemicals. That in turn is causing free radicals and causing an increase of skin cancer rates in America.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just,
that
I just didn't want that to get glossed over, that we're actually doing more harm putting that stuff on than good. I shouldn't say that because the sun, you'd be better off just wearing a jacket and a hat.
Right.
Then rubbing traditional
sunscreen. Well, it was, you know, I had always had this strange idea. I wanted to go out and work with the migrant workers in the field of El Centro here in San Diego. I wanted to see what that felt like to harvest and pick and work in the field. And the first thing that I noticed was their skin. Their skin was absolutely gorgeous. You didn't see, I mean, and they're working out in the hot, hot sun. The sun directly penetrating on them. They had on long sleeves. But they use certain type of sunscreens on the parts of their body that was exposed, and it was, again, like this. It had a lot of essential oils in it, and it was beautiful. I didn't see anything, you know, anything normal or any abrasions or any blisters, and they were out in the hot sun. So I get it. I totally get it, and I think that you two have definitely a winning product. You're both very brilliant. You're very smart. You're very diverse. And I can't wait for Mr. – I'm going to put a testimonial on my Facebook page and on Instagram after Mr. Magnificent rubs this on his big, bald, brown head.
Well,
feels, because I'm telling you, I got it on the back of my hand, and this is almost as good as my lotion. It's luxurious.
Well, yeah, and if you read the ingredients in your lotion, it contains toxins also. And that's our next step, is to go into – 100% organic cosmetics, so that people really are not just protected. They're not protected just from the sun, but they're also rejuvenating and repairing the damage that's been done. And they're doing something healthy for their body. They're putting something that's nutritious on their body that can be absorbed directly into the bloodstream instead of poisons.
Well,
yeah, there's a high concentration of.
Go ahead.
There's a high concentration of vitamins in it as well. So there's A, there's C, there's E. I'm probably missing some, Dan, but those get absorbed into the body as well, right? So
mm-hmm.
you're getting your nutrients.
Pure vitamin E.
It's better than
so,
taking
okay,
a vitamin.
So it says So we should reapply this after 40 minutes. So it is very important to also reapply your sunscreen, of course, because, you know, it melts in the sun and it dilutes in the water, correct?
It has enough of natural waxes in it that it's highly water resistant, and you'll notice that if you take what you've rubbed on the back of your hand and just put it under the faucet, the water just beads off, and it'll mm-hmm. stay like that for a couple hours.
Wow.
We still recommend that you follow the FDA guidelines on reapplying, but as Dan said, the carrier oils and the zinc get trapped underneath the organic waxes, the natural waxes, and it's a great barrier. It really is. I've worn it all day without having to reapply, but I do not recommending that.
Right. Well,
because
tell
the sun doesn't
how
break
they can,
down zinc oxide.
Tell my brains how they can get a bottle of it for themselves or a tube of it for themselves, because I'm keeping mine.
You can just go to www.organiblock, that's organiblock.net.
All right. Brains, please check it out.
Here's another little kudo. If the people come in and where there's a place to put in a code, if you go to Amazon, you can get it with a 20% discount by putting in the code TOXINFREE, all caps.
TOXINFREE, all caps, on Amazon. All right, I'm going to put that
20%
on the page. All right. Well, you two gentlemen, I commend you because you didn't think just about yourself, but you thought about the entire planet. You have used your skill, your expertise, your magic from Hollywood to really kind of make a difference in the world. And, you know, the skin, again, like I said, is the largest organ on the body, and we're putting a lot of stuff on it and in it that is not good for us. Thank you for taking the time to separate that out and give us something to protect our skin. Brains,
thank
go
you,
and
April.
Get some. Absolutely.
Thank
go
you,
and
Brains.
Get some.
Thank you, April. Spread the word.
Thanks to all your listeners.
Yeah, and they're going to be there. We're going to follow you. We're going to follow your progress because I'm telling you, I know a lot about cosmetics, and I know a lot of people that like to buy them. So we wanted the best products that we can possibly get. Get us a baby powder, too. You know, there was a big kerfuffle about the toxins in the baby powder. So get us one of those as well, okay?
That sounds like a good idea. Thanks, April.
All right, Brains, go back. Follow me on the entire planet. I am everywhere. Google, Spotify, Blog Talk, Mixcloud, iTunes, all the major hotspots. Got great shows coming up. I have some great human interest stories. I've got some great entertainment. We've got some people that are going to be doing some jokes even, because life can be funny. It can be fun. But take this seriously. I love you from the bottom of my socks. Y'all know that because my heart just isn't deep enough. Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, April.
Thank you.
All right, Brains. Have a good day. You should have put on your sunscreen. Bye.
Bye.